Hello and welcome to the Season 3 into Season 4 intermission for Reality with a Twist. We've done a couple of these before whenever we are in the between parts of our seasons. The first one was done by Gabe, second one done by Gunner, and now this one is being done by me. So with these, we typically like to give you, the viewer, an update about things that are happening with the podcast, an update on our lives, things that have happened since our finale, and to provide you with some updates on what is to come for this next season in terms of things that are changing, whatnot, etc., etc. First, let's go ahead and talk about like how all the boys are doing right now. By the way, if I look like I'm looking off camera, it's because Gabe and Ben are also here, but they are just letting me be the one recording. What happened?
I found this and it reminded me of last night. We were putting a game away and Ben genuinely picked this up and said, "Where does this go in the game? Where?" Because he thought it was part of the game. It's just a fucking dirty French fry.
Anyway, back to what I was saying, we're going to go ahead and start off with some updates on how each of the boys are doing. To start off with Gabe, Mr. Bickle is actually adding a minor onto his bachelor's degree, going for digital media, meaning that he'll be at Ball State for a whole nother year. Wishing the best luck for Gabe because, you know, murky waters with digital media, you never know. Ben, he is still en route to get engaged he's already engaged, but he's looking to get married by July, late July, I believe, right? Yeah, I was getting confirmation from Ben because he's behind the camera. And I'm very, very excited, very happy for him, and I know that we're going to be talking about that a lot. Ben is still on good to go, looking towards...
Melody still likes him, I guess.
I guess it's still going.
I don't know why he likes
him. I've heard to be word that it's not happening. So.
But anyway, I'm very, very happy for Ben, and I'm sure with the next few episodes that we're going to be doing throughout the summer, you'll be hearing us talk a lot more about it, and we might even have a whole entire episode just talking about the wedding itself. Gunner right now is possibly in the process of changing his major at Purdue University. What that unfolds for, if he's going to have to do more time at school or whatever, or less time, it's all up to whatever he decides to do, but I'm hoping that, you know, he is happy with whatever he does settle on, and it's, you know, he sees it's the best course for his future, which, you know, it is, it's all very, very, very exciting stuff. And then for me, well, as of last week, from the time we have recorded this, I have actually quit my job, believe it or not. I'm not going to go into too many details about it, because I actually had to sign a exit certificate talking about, like, my time working here. But, anywho, now I'm on my next big adventure, looking for the next big job for me. I'm really hoping to find something soon, but, you know, that's the magic and the fun about trying to find these things. But for right now, I'm currently helping my dad out with his business. But, yeah, and that really does it about... That about does it for me and for all the updates for the boys. Next thing I want to talk about are some updates that are going to be coming with this season. I think the biggest thing, I think the biggest change we are wanting to make is to make the podcast overall feel a lot more natural. And what we mean by that is making sure that instead of how we've done our episodes in the past, where we try to inform you and try to teach and do these little bits and have more, be more constructed, having it feel a lot more linear, having it feel a lot more natural, like it's just some guys talking and whatnot. So that way the overall flow of the podcast feels really nice and it doesn't feel too much like we're trying to teach and educate, which obviously we are we're Comedy Central, but we're an educational comedy podcast, but still we always like to lean more on the natural side, as you know, the last couple episodes we have done that. Speaking of the last couple of episodes, thank you guys for getting our season 3 finale on YouTube to, I think, now over 750 views. I almost said 750,000. That would have been a lie. That would have been amazing, but you guys have been amazing. Thank you so much. I think that is now our most viewed Reality with a Twist media, aside from like a couple TikToks, which I think I got like, didn't they, some TikToks of ours get like a few thousand views or something like that? But But our entire episode to get about 750 views is amazing, and I'm sure it's going to keep climbing. So with that as well, we're going to be looking into doing some more in real life episodes, as obviously that seems to be what you guys like. Hence why this intermission is also being recorded with a camera in front of, on a couch, into a mic, so that way it can have that feel as well. So hopefully with the next few episodes, we'll be doing that setup as well, which means subscribe to our YouTube channel, Reality with a Twist, on YouTube, if you've not done so already. Or if you found us on YouTube, be sure to follow us on Spotify. Same podcast name, Reality with a Twist. And then finally, let's talk about when we're wanting to do the actual next episode of season 4, episode 1. We are aiming right now to have an episode released by late March, at most early April. And then once we have launched that episode, or if we released it, we'll then be moving into a bi-weekly format where we will release a new episode every 2 weeks. This season is bound to be our best yet, as we have, you know, taken a lot of notes from our last season and want to continuously improve. So all I can ask is you be sure to follow all of our social media platforms at RWATPod. Go to our website at rwatpod.com. You know, obviously subscribe to us on YouTube. Do everything, do whatever you can to follow the podcast. Write the podcast on Spotify 5 stars, so that way we can maintain our good ratings on Spotify. And more importantly, thank you for being a viewer or a listener of the podcast, as the recent support has been amazing for us and is only encouraging us to keep going forward with what we love doing, which is entertaining you all and as well educating you. With that, I've been Dylan, and I will see you guys in the first episode of season 4. Bye-bye.